Therefore, Sri Krishna's name, his qualities, his form and his pastimes cannot be perceived by the blunt material senses. They become revealed to someone who's engaged in his service, beginning with the tongue with which the Lord is served. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pestaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitya Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Iyadvaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. In this well-known verse of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it is stated how God realization can come about. The realization of Sri Krishna, his how he looks like and how he is in his mind, how he thinks and how he feels and how he acts, cannot come about by mental speculation or not even by much hearing. That realization of Krishna, you know, when you see Krishna with your eyes, when you smell his fragrance, when you hear his voice and his anchor bells, and when you finally also see him acting in loving exchanges with his many devotees, the different rasas, all this comes about by the chanting of his holy names. First comes the name, and from the name everything else will manifest. The example has been given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur of a flower in its budding state, also eine Blumenknospe. Only when the flower reveals itself and opens and blossoms can we see its actual form and perceive its wonderful fragrance. So Krishna also comes to us first in a form which can be compared to this bud. And then as we serve this form, Krishna becomes more and more revealed, his forms and his qualities, just like the flower which unfolds and blossoms before our eyes. So the form in which the jiva, the lost soul who is here in the material world, meets Krishna for the first time, which is also the most important meeting, the most important connection, is the form, meeting the Lord in his name. And when the name is served properly by the living entity, then that name unfolds like a budding flower does unfold when it is watered nicely, and then reveals Krishna. The same holds true to Srimati Radharani. Our actual meeting with Radha takes place in her name, Hare, which is the first name in the Mahamantra. And it is from this divine name of Srimati Radharani, when it is served properly, that her form, her qualities, and finally her pastimes reveal themselves. I thought to praise Srimati Radharani in this, during this Radhastami, by telling you a few secrets of her holy name, how to chant it, and how revelation will come from it. There is a reason why a lecturer picks certain verses and certain context. There's something, what is something in his mind is there. So what is in my mind in choosing this is that sometimes by hearing about Srimati Radharani, which is very important, at which we will do from very qualified sources, if that is alone there, we may not get the full picture actually. I'm thinking of a humorous little anecdote. There was a lecturer giving lectures, and amongst the many listeners who attended his lectures quite regularly was an elderly woman. And this elderly woman used to cry during the lecture. Now, in India, this means it's good. When in Germany someone cries during a lecture, then it may mean that the lecturer is so boring that the audience has to simply cry. We learned this when we made a tour with one devotee called Krishna Kirtan and Nityananda Pran, his Medanga player from from Bangladesh. When they opened their Kirtan concerts, they told the German audience, "We hope that when you hear this, you will cry." Then everyone, what? Went like this. And finally I had to tell them, in Bangladesh, when it's good, people cry. But in Germany, people only cry when it's very bad. Maybe another introductory word to Kirtan should be used. So, this elderly lady was crying, listening to the lectures on the Ramayana, and our lecturer felt greatly encouraged. And after some time, I believe it was around a week, he approached this elderly lady and said, "You are crying. You must be very moved by what you hear." The lady said, "Yes, I'm moved." And then she started to cry. The lecturer felt very full of himself. Very, very auspicious. And the lady then explained, "I'm crying because only 1 week ago, my favorite goat has died, and it is your bird which reminds me so deeply of my beloved goat that I cannot help but cry." I think he must have been disappointed with this does happen to all of us. Our psychology, our conditioned sense of understanding things kicks in. That's a way of saying it in colloquial English. Or let us say it in a higher way, linguistically more acceptable, that as we hear, our mind, which is conditioned by certain things which we have seen and heard about in this world, will influence what we hear and distort what we hear. This doesn't mean we should stop hearing about Srimati Radhika and about Krishna. No, we should hear more and more and more, because only by creating a flood of Krishna Katha can our unfortunate condition be changed. But what it means that we hear in a conditioned way according to our consciousness, that means we have to see how we purify the consciousness. Did you know that you don't see the things how they are? You see the things how you are. Did you know this? Ramananda has studied psychology. He knows this, According to, in our Sanskrit literature, we hear Atmavan Manyato Jagat, that according to our conditioning, we perceive everything around us, the whole universe. So we don't understand things the way they are. We understand them how we are. We need to purify ourselves sufficiently to understand properly. So therefore, in our transcendental science of Krishna consciousness, we really have one entry point into the whole palace of bhakti, and that entry point and end point is the holy name. My dear devotees, this is the only thing I know. I know for sure that something happens when one chants the holy name while trying to avoid the 10 offenses. I know that the consciousness becomes transformed and one sees the deities differently. One hears about Radha and Krishna differently and understands differently. Because I do really not know more in Krishna consciousness than this one point, I have to humbly speak on the level which I am. But today, because today is Radha's appearance day, Srimati Radharani's appearance day, I will try to say something around this. The whole world chants Krishna's name. Whose name does Krishna chant? Radha's name. You know everything. There is a wonderful verse, and we will hear more of these verses in one work by Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. It's a work where he glorifies Srimati Radharani. Shishi Radha Rasa Sudanidhi is the work. And it's a very amazing that in this work he spends a sufficient amount of time to glorify Srimati Radharani's holy name. Because it is known amongst Vaishnavas who have some accomplishment, that it is from the name that Radharani will appear. He chants, Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur says, Yatscha pasakrideva gokulapate akashakastachanat yatra premavatam samasta purusha teshu spuretuchyata jannaman kita mantra japanapara Pritya Svayam Madhava Sri Krishna Pita Tat Putam Spuratome Radeti Vana Dvayam Nyachyapa Sakradeva Gokulapate Akashakastachanat. A beautiful shloka, very beautiful. It's verse 95, and the translation of this verse describes the power of Radha's holy name. He says, may the two wonderful syllables, Radha, which at once attract even the king of Gokula. Krishna is attracted at once by these syllables. Appear before me. May these syllables, Radha, which teach the love-filled devotees that all material goals are very petty and unimportant, appear before me. May these two wonderful syllables, which are chanted by Lord Krishna himself, even though he is already the husband of the goddess of fortune, appear before me. So, Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur makes 3 points about the name of Radha. The first point is that the name is so attractive for Sri Krishna that he comes immediately to one who chants this holy name. He comes, he's attracted. In the Sri Brahma Vaivata Purana, I believe it is the Shastra from which we heard yesterday, What was that? Brahma Purana of the Uttarakhanda. So this is another Shastra. The Brahma Vaivata Purana has this to say about the name of Radha and the potency. It is as soon as a person chants Ra, just the first syllable, Ra, Krishna becomes happy. So let's do this. Ra. When one chants the second syllable also, Dha, Krishna runs after that person to reward him. So just when Krishna hears Ra, someone said it, finally, said her name. And when it's then, his attention is immediately awoken. No? You know, when you have a dear friend, let us say his name is Ananda Krishna, let us call it. When you just hear and he's really your friend, you see, you hear, you must be Ananda Krishna. And then when you hear the rest, so you become happy on the first syllable, but you become just very, very grateful if someone reminds you when you hear the rest. So Krishna is like that in terms to Radha. You can understand how much he loves Srimati Radharani. So as soon as a person chants Ra, Krishna becomes happy. When he adds Dha, it becomes Radha. And then Krishna runs after that person and is ready to reward him, to give him, take this, take this, take everything. In the Prabhunananda Saraswati Thakur's second point is about what Krishna gives to a devotee who chants Radha's name. He says, when the love-filled devotees chant this name, all the material goals become unimportant to them. Now, what could be material goals? They are the classical categories in which the material goals are enumerated. It is first dharma, and then artha, wealth, karma, different forms of gratification of the senses, and then moksha. But beyond that is the fifth goal, which is what Krishna really gives his devotees, what he wants to give to his devotees, and which he gives to his devotees once they chant the name Radha. It is love for the divine couple, Radha, Krishna. So when Krishna hears someone chant this powerful name, Radha, 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 at that time, did you hear that? I think it was Krishna's. What was it? Only a handy. Hare Krishna. But it certainly came at the right time, you know. The sound. When Krishna hears the devotee chant this name, he feels so grateful that he wants to reward that devotee. This is expressed in the nectar of devotion. The one quality of Krishna is he's grateful, very grateful to any service which is rendered to him. He can never forget this, even if it is a slight or small amount of service. He keeps that remembrance in his heart. And this is a sign of his being very grateful. Kritagya is the Sanskrit word. And Prabhupada there makes the point, Rupa Goswami there makes the point that when Draupadi chanted Krishna's holy name, Krishna became immediately totally indebted to her. So grateful. And Prabhupada makes the point. There was one time chanting, but what is happening when a devotee chants many times, always this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna? Then Krishna becomes so grateful and he wants to give something to the devotee. And what he gives to the devotee is that Prema Pumata Mahan, the great Prema, which is given, that is the greatest gift in Krishna's transcendental storehouse. That is a gift which he has in his heart, that this divine love. I just read a little while ago how Giriraj appeared and was very charmed by the description. I had heard it already earlier, but you can hear it again and again. It was when Srimati Radhika asked Krishna, my dear beloved, I would have one request to you to make. And Krishna said, anything you please ask. And Srimati Radharani said, I wish for a private, more private area where we can engage in our pastimes. Krishna thought very deeply and went into his heart. And as he went deep into his heart, all of a sudden something came out of his heart. It looked like fire and water coming together, but it was not fire and water. What it was the coolness and the high temperature of his love. And this sprouted, it came out like a little sprout of his heart, and it began to grow and take the shape of Giriraj Govardhan. This is a mountain of love, you can say. It's a loving mountain, but also a mountain of love. It's a manifestation of Krishna's heart answering the request of Radha for a more personal area of meeting her beloved Lord Krishna. So I wanted to say that the most treasured item in Krishna's possession, who owns the whole world and the whole universe, and all the Vaikuntha planets and all the treasures therein, the most treasured possession of Krishna is love. And it is this love which Krishna wants to eagerly give to someone who is chanting the divine names of Radha. No? He comes forward to reward. The third point is that even Krishna is so enchanted by this name, Radha, that although he is already the husband of the goddess of fortune, Rama, he knows Radha's qualities are so excellent that he wants to chant these qualities, this name only. There's a little pastime which I have read about. Is when Krishna came to the right age, Radha, Nanda and Yashoda thought of his initiation. Maybe some of you are parents. Not maybe, some of you are parents and your children grow up, and at one stage you might think, I wonder if my children take to my own path of Krishna consciousness. I wonder if in my association, the association with me, my children became so inspired that they also feel that this is the path I also want to take. I believe as parents, this question is natural. You cannot influence it because the children have their own path. They are their own personalities. They have a history which started much earlier than when they came to you and became your children, so they will most properly surely they will continue that history, or as we say in German, sie werden an ihre Geschichte anknüpfen. That is granted, no? That is sure, and I think parents should not think so much, what will my children become? It's a natural thing, but they should not feel they need to manipulate that. That will come out of the heart of the children as they get up or rise up. But obviously, parents like if their children feel inspired to their way of life and continue it in some ways. It gives pleasure. So Nanda and Yashoda thought about the initiation of Krishna, like parents do. And they called the priest of Braj, the priest of Vrindavan, is Bhaguri Muni. And they said, we have this qualified son. He's a little restless. You never know. But he's so dear to all of us. Please give him the initiation in our path. The Ishta Devata of Nanda and Yashoda is Narayan. They worship Narayan. And they always thought it is due to Narayan's blessing that we got this child Krishna in our old age, although we are little old already, little elderly, but he came to us due to the blessings. And Nanda Maharaj very religiously every morning worships his family deity Narayan and asked him for the protection of Krishna. So it was natural that Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda contemplated about and told Bhaguri, you give him the Om Namo Narayanaya mantra. And so in the morning, Krishna gets up, as you know. He takes a bath, and he is dressed by his servants, you know, with a nice dhoti and pitambara. And then Yashoda usually does the decoration, you know, the beautiful earrings of Krishna and everything. And then his parents send him and go to the temple. Because after all, there are rumors that Krishna steals, and you know, now he steals butter, but Yashoda thinks later he might steal chariots and bullock carts and all kinds of things. He needs to purify his consciousness so that this stealing mentality will go away. Sometimes she comes to Krishna and says, "You're stealing. This is not very good." And Krishna just under his breath says, "Mother, I can't stop stealing." Because for Krishna, stealing means he accepts the love, or he takes the love from his devotees who prepare these milk preparations and just pray, "I hope that Krishna will come and taste this." So Krishna can't stop taking the service from and accepting the service of his devotees. But from the parents' perspective, it looks different when he just goes and into the supply rooms and then breaks butter pots and drinks the butter and so on. So he needs to chant a mantra to purify his consciousness from this fault, this character fault. So he sits there and chants, because Nanda and Yashoda thought he should start his puja there in the temple by chanting the names of our Ishta Devata Narayana. But as Krishna chants the name Om Namo Narayan, he becomes bored. I heard from Gadadhar, who is a very expert parent, that the main subject which he sees in the education of the, or when he watches his children, is they can't be bought with anything. If they are bought, they will leave it. So some entertainment is required to keep them alert. And Krishna was also a small boy. He became bored. Om Namo Narayanaya. And Krishna then thought a thought. This thought is expressed by Krishna Das Kaviraj, and it glorifies Srimati Radharani's exalted position. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami describes how once Krishna thought very deeply in his heart something. Actually, to glorify Srimati Radharani, I've tried to write something on this, and I think I just read this here. Once Sri Krishna thought deeply within his heart, everyone says I'm full of bliss and fill all the worlds with happiness. No? Everyone says Krishna is so blissful, and if we chant his holy name, chant and be happy, we say. Huh? Then everyone becomes blissful. Everyone says this. But is there not someone who can give me pleasure? I'm giving pleasure to everyone. Raso Vaisaha, it says in the Taittiriya Upanishad. And when one attains Labhante, this rasa, one becomes Ananda. But so I'm giving this Ananda to everyone. Krishna Ananda. No? But is there not someone who can give me pleasure? Someone who's even more qualified than myself. So as Krishna's mind was searching all of existence, the image of Radha appeared before his inner eyes. And he thought with deep love, that personality who's even more qualified than me is Srimati Radharani. My beauty defeats the beauty of 10 million cupids. Can you just think about this for a moment? That Krishna is so beautiful that Cupid, who is able to charm even Lord Shiva, one Cupid, is, you know, if you put 10,000 cubits next to each other and you put Krishna one, Krishna is even more beautiful. You can't, in other words, you will not look at the 10, is it 10,000 or 10 million? It's 10 million cubits. Wow! You will not look at this 10 million cubits. That's quite a spectacle, you know, to see them. But you will look at Krishna because his beauty defeats the beauty of the 10 million cubits. But Radha's beauty gives pleasure even to my eyes. All the three worlds, Krishna continues to think, are attracted to the vibration of my flute. But the sweet words of my Radha attract even my ears. And my body lends fragrance to the entire creation. You know how Krishna says in the Gita that I'm the fragrance in earth, the original fragrance. That means all the beautiful flowers which grow from the earth, the smell of lotus, and the night blooming champak. Have you ever seen this, smelled this fragrance? I think Ananda Chaitanya and Rangini have smelled once. We are walking through Haridwar, and all of a sudden we stopped. We could not move one step further because there was the night blooming champak. This fragrance was there. In Puri, there's also one tree which I have found. When you go in nighttime over the roads and you pass this tree, you just virtually cannot move. So this fragrance and all the other beautiful fragrances are emanating from Krishna, says Krishna. My body lends fragrance to the entire creation, but the scent of Radha's limbs captivates even my mind and my heart. And he says some more confidential information, how Radha captures him, and then he concludes, the beauty and characteristics of Radha are my life and soul. There's no doubt, she's everything to me. So he is Krishna, and he's supposed, on the order of his parents, to chant the Narayan mantra, but he secretly starts to chant the name of yes, because it is this name which, and this personality who has totally captured him, totally impressed him in various ways, no? So and he chants this name. So Prabodhananda Saraswati says, Spurato me Radheti Vanadvayam. May the name of Radha, which is so adbhutam, so wonderful, appear on my tongue. No, it's wonderful because it forcibly brings Krishna. And this is also what Narottam Das Thakur says. I tell you one secret, he says. When you chant the name of Radha, Krishna comes. And when you chant the name of Krishna, then? And he says, there is nothing more to be known. Everything else gives trouble to your mind. Very simple. But I would like to ask you a question. When do you think will the name of Radha appear to you and manifest this transcendental reality which we have heard about in this shloka in your very heart? Material senses, that means the mind with its very limited capacity to understand anything of the entire reality, and with which it's, the mind has really not much capacity to understand transcendental subject matter. And the senses will only be able to perceive Krishna or Radha when they are spiritualized by two things. By seva and by sharanagati. This verse of Rupa Goswami makes this point. Only when your face turns away from trying to find enjoyment on your own, and you turn to Radha and Krishna, it's called sevanmukhe. Mukha is your face, and sevanmukhe means you don't are no longer bahya mukha. That means eternally or outwardly facing, but you turn your face to the seva, then only the name will spuratu will manifest on your tongue, and all these divine realizations will come to you. This sevanmukhe. I believe on Radha's appearance day, it is very important for us to think of this sevanmukhi, this service to Radharani. See, most of us don't live any longer in firm temple communities where the spiritual program is naturally spoon-fed to us because everyone does it. We live in the congregations here and there. There are a few nests of Vaishnavas. This has its advantages, certainly. We can go up and find our own individual path in spiritual life, and it can become very natural and spontaneous. But the danger is that we become naturally attracted to the material world and very spontaneous to spend our time with material things. So, sevanmukhi, the idea of service may not be so much with us any longer. We may not feel that have I done a good amount of hours service for Radha and Krishna today? Have I served the holy name with my attention? Have I offered the flowers of my attention to the holy name? This thought may not be so much with us because we live and we have our different duties and different pressing obligations and money, 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 money. The world is ruled by this nonsense understanding that you need to work for money. Hare Krishna. Yeah. Krishna supplies his devotees when they serve him. They may do something to get Lakshmi, but it will be something which is not with that karmic energy, that desperate energy. It will happen with a type of flowing energy, which is coming to someone who's properly connected and fixed in his dharma and in his dharma, swadharma and sanatan dharma. So we have to think of spiritualizing our senses by seva and by sharanagati. Then Krishna will manifest on our tongue, or Radha will manifest on our tongue and dance there. This is the goal of us Gaudiyas, that Radha will manifest to us. See, the Madhva Sampradayas, they worship Krishna bina Radha, Krishna without Radha. Ordinary Vaishnavas worship Radha and Krishna. But see, the Vaishnavas following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the school of the Goswamis worship Radha. And they have a very, very high opinion of Krishna. No, they, because he's the beloved of Radharani. No, when I want to say this, Prabodhananda Saraswati, he makes it very clear that we do the sankirtan of Krishna's name also. No, because this belongs together, Radha and Krishna. No, but on this day, we obviously wish to glorify Radha more because it's her appearance day. So, Krishna, this is what I desire to say on the name of Radha, because Radharani will appear in our lives from the name from her divine name. But the question is also, how did she appear? Is there any information of how Srimati Radharani appeared? And I do wish to share with you the glorious story of her appearance as it is told in various scriptures from the Goswamis. It was many years ago where Shishtikata, I believe, and myself went to Raval, the town of her appearance. And we had, I still remember, it was my one desire to celebrate Radhashtami in Vrindavan and celebrate at the spot where she appeared. And it was, I still remember, we were, the day before Radhashtami, we drove in a little ambassador car. We passed Mathura, and there was a big wrestling match in Mathura between the two prime wrestling champions. They wanted to offer the wrestling to Radharani, you know. It was like the Adivas, you know. You know, so I immediately wanted to jump out of the car, but Shishtikata told me, no, don't always be so curious, you know, for everything. We will go to Raval. So I remember we did not look at the wrestling match, although I thought, so we went although I was highly interested, we went directly to Raval, and I also understood, let's be more spiritual, not just see a sports, a village entertainment, let us see. So we arrived in Raval quite early because everyone was at the wrestling match. It was a very big wrestling match. And, but then as the night came, it was just so beautiful. There was just one temple. So many Brijbasis came, you know, and they were all dressed in their fineries. And then they did all these very interesting ceremonies. In one corner of the temple, I saw they were all sitting and they were, you know, celebrating some pre-birth ceremonies, and there was no place any longer. The only way to take shower, you had to take these 2-liter bottles, fill them up, and then find some corner somewhere and go, Shri Radha will understand this very spontaneous emergency shower, you know. And the whole night there were celebrations and you couldn't sleep. Finally, we rested on some stony ground. But everything was very blissful because everyone, you could really feel this was preparing for that high point where the Queen of Vrindavan, the only beloved of Krishna, would take her appearance. And the atmosphere was building up through the night. There were groups chanting, and then finally in the early morning, we all went down, and there was some great Vaishnava, I do not know his name, but he was very old, he had to be carried, and he was a great Radha Bhakta. He had a beautiful picture of Radharani, this big. And I wish I could find you the photography, we secretly photographed it. And everyone was before this picture, and you know, it was so nice for me to see how all of a sudden all these sadhus came. They had jatas. Jatas means matted hair, and very renowned. Everyone paid their obeisances, and Raval turned into a sadhu sangha mela, the like of which I have never seen before and never afterwards. They came from everywhere, and more and more. They were all so joyous and shouted, Radhe, Radhe. Yes, the whole air was filled with Radhe, Radhe. And then we sat down, and I believe we had a text or somewhat, and we heard how Radharani appeared. this is how it was. Vrishabhanu and Kirtida were the parents. The name is very important. Kirtida means the mother of Radha. His name is Kirtida. She who gives kirti or glory or fame. Same idea as the name as Yashoda. Yashoda also gives fame, you know. So the name Vrishabhanu was explained yesterday by Madhavananda. Let us see if I get it wrong. Please say it correctly. Vrisha means like a rain shower, and Bhanu means light. So who gives a rain shower of light? Vrishabhanu, but yes, of course. But it's the sun, right? The sun rains light in some ways, you could say. You could say like this. It emanates. Huh? So Vrishabhanu, these are two very, very, very exalted personalities. They had already one boy, Sridham, but they wanted also a girl. And it had been foretold that the supreme goddess of fortune would appear to them, but that didn't come. Whatever, there was no girl coming in the family. And Sridham, the favorite friend of Krishna, was growing anxious. The parents were growing anxious. So one morning, Maharaj Vrishabhanu took a very early morning bath in the Jamuna, which was flowing by his home in Raval. And as he was entering the waters, he saw on a golden lotus flower something shining very effulgently. So he went into the Yamuna to go towards that golden lotus flower, a lotus flower which he had never seen before. Then all of a sudden, he sees how Brahma, the creator of the universe, is coming down and gives and with great happiness picks up a little girl from the lotus flower and gives it to Maharaj Vrishabhanu. Vrishabhanu almost faints, and Brahma says, "This is Radha. Take care of her nicely." Vrishabhanu, with goose pimples of ecstasy, wades out or comes out of the Jamuna and goes to Kirtida and is speechless because the girl is so beautiful. And sees Kirtida sees the girl and they are overwhelmed. Our Radha has come in an extraordinary way. So they put her in a cradle, and as the days of bliss go by, they have a wonderful they see Radha, and they become immediately so happy, and the whole atmosphere of Raval is transformed. But every day they see something which after some days cannot be denied any longer. The girl seems to be a blind-born girl. She has not opened her eyes even once. You know, everything is so blissful. Everything is so auspicious. Brahma, the golden lotus, Lord Brahma, the atmosphere which spreads all over Raval. But the girl has not opened the eyes. I once saw parents who had a child, and the child was everything looked nice, but it was no opening the eyes, and the parents were so worried. Maybe the child is retarded, zurückgeblieben. No, maybe there's something wrong in the child. Maybe the child is cursed. What is happening here? So this great pain was there in Vrishabhanu's heart. And you know, it is said, when you have great pain, you usually pray, and he prays. And when you pray, and the Lord is satisfied with you. Do you know what happens when the Lord is satisfied with you? You meet devotees and you like them. Very important. So many of us meet devotees, but sometimes due to various circumstances of broken faith, we do not like them any longer. Then is not the benefit, is not coming. Appreciation is very required for the mercy to flow. So when the Lord is satisfied, he sends you a sadhu. So Narad Muni, Bhakti Shakti, Narad Muni. Bhakti Shakti, I don't think we say like this, but the incarnation of Bhakti, he came. And Maharaj Vrishabhanu said, you are sadhu, you have graced our house. Our house is very happy and very sad. It is so happy, our house, because Radha has come, and very sad. You please look, there's something not proper with our girl. So Narad Muni was bristling in ecstasy. He knew everything. So he said, I have to investigate a little, but I have to do it in private. You cannot be in the room. So, and then I will come out and I will tell you. But don't come in the room while I am in the room. Promise. So Vrishabhanu, yes. Vrishabhanu Maharaj and his wife waited outside. Narada Muni entered the room. And there he saw Srimati Radharani in her little cradle. And he started to pray to her, O Supreme Goddess, Goddess of all that is auspicious. O you who are the knower of all the three Vedas. O Goddess of forgiveness, please appear to me. Show yourself. Give your darshan. And immediately, Srimati Radharani took her eternal form. It is the form of a young Kishori girl, very beautiful, and stood before Radha, before Narad, blessing him. It is a form in which Radha is worshipped in Varshana. This picture, artists have made the picture as the Shastras have described her from this form, and this picture of Radha shows her very sweetly dressed in this bluish garment. Jiva Goswami has explained why Radha dresses in blue. It is because she always thinks of Krishna, and Krishna is blue. Do you know why Krishna dresses in gold and yellow? Your laughter tells me that you know, because yeah. This is so Radha always thinks of Krishna, and has also a pinkish or reddish blouse, which shows her desire. It's the color of desire to be with Krishna. So Radha showed her form like this. Narada Muni prayed sufficiently. And then he came out just totally in bliss. He said, Sveoreru, 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 Sveoreru means, it's all okay. You know, everything is alright. She will open her eyes, but he didn't want to tell more. She will open her eyes, everything is alright. Really? Vrishabhanu had so much faith in what the sadhu said. He gave sufficient amounts of presents to Narada Muni. The Narada Muni happily left with twanging his veena and singing the names of Radhe, 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 like this, yeah. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. 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 Radhe Radhe Radhe, Jai 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 Shri Radhe. Radhe Radhe Radhe, Jai 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 Shri Radhe. Radhe Radhe, Jai 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 Shri Radhe. Radhe Radhe, Jai 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 Shri Radhe. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. 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 Bolo Vashana Vali ki jai jai jai. Bolo Vashana Vali ki jai jai jai. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki 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 jai. Radhe Radhe Radhe, Jai 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 Shri Radhe. Radhe Radhe Radhe, Radhe Jai Shri Radhe. Bolo Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Jai. It was after some more time had passed that Vrishabhanu Maharaj and Kirtida invited Yashoda and Nanda, who had given birth to little Krishna. And they came, and the children were shown to by the parents, this is my child. And they were then going to the elders' room and talking as elderly people do. Vrishabhanu said, our daughter has this situation, but Narad Muni has said everything is all right and she will open her eyes. Then in the meantime, Krishna, who was unobserved because the elders were discussing important subjects back and forth, was going alone in the little, in the room where Radharani's cradle was. And like children do, he was crawling on his two hands and two feet, like children do. He came to the cradle and he just took the help of the sticks of the cradle and just stood upside. And at that moment, Radha felt the presence of Krishna. She opened her eyes and saw Krishna. It must have been an eye-to-eye union at that time which took place. As you have properly heard, the divine couple are communicating everything and more than words ever say through the eyes. So they were looking at each other. And it must have been very, very blissful. I do not have any information, but I think the scriptures are silent about, you know, when Radha and Krishna look at each other, how will you describe what exactly goes on? And there are some verses in the which are quoted in one work, Sri Bhavana Sagara, something like this. I'm not good in remembering the titles of these scriptures, where Radha and Madhava's meetings are described, and it's always described how they look at first at each other, and there are effects of this. Prabodhananda Saraswati has described the overwhelming flood of feelings in Krishna when Radha looks and sends him one of her sidelong glances. It is quite something, you know. He loses his turban, first of all. He's so moved. Then he loses, it's described, his dhoti also gets slackened. And then he loses his ultimate weapon. You know what that is? Flute. It all falls down, you know, it all falls down at the bank of the Jamuna. Krishna comes there and goes there, and Radha looks at him, and then this happens, the glance of Radha. The glance of Radha is very powerful. So it overwhelms Krishna in many ways. And then, therefore, devotees, knowing the power of Radha's glance, will pray This what we sing, kada karisyasi amang kripa kataksha bhajanam. O Radha, when will you shower upon me your sidelong glance? But this glance they want is the kripa, the glance of mercy, not that we also fall. Because we are in a different relationship to Radha than Krishna. So, please say, kada karisyasi amang kripa kataksha bhajanam, kada karisyasi amang kripa kataksha bhajanam. Very powerful glance, and similarly Krishna's glance is also very, very effective. We know that by his glance he can create, and he can also, as we heard yesterday, his glance has a lot of power to do many things. No? So they met eye to eye. They glanced at each other, and only later, much later, when Vrishabhanu Maharaj and Kirtida came in, they went to Radha and they saw, now her eyes are open and they are big lotus eyes. Everything is more than beautiful. And there was a great festival of the eye-opening of Srimati Radharani. This is always a great festival when the Radha looks at the devotee. It's also in deity worship, you know, when we open the eyes, because now the deity is totally present. So that was like that. Radha had earlier said to Krishna, and this is described in Garga Sanghita, Krishna had said to Radha, when Brahma came and prayed for an appearance of Krishna, he said, I will appear and lift the burden of the demoniac from the planet Earth. So when Radha said this, heard this, she said to Krishna, I declare this, if you leave me, you may leave me, but I will certainly take my life. Krishna was shocked, and in this moment of silence, Radha repeated, if you leave me, then I will not be able to maintain my life force any longer. I will, certainly my life will leave me. Then Krishna said, you of course come with me. No question of separation. You come with me. Radha said, Shyam Sundar, I cannot be happy where there is no Yamuna. Yeah, oh, thank you. So, I cannot be happy where there is no Vrindavan, where there is no Yamuna, and where there is no Govardhan. I cannot be happy. Now, some of you might say, with your ordinary understanding, is Radharani attached to her country, like a German is attached to Germany, you know, and cannot be happy outside of Germany or outside of Switzerland? Is it like this? No. You must know what is Vrindavan. This is something else. Vrindavan is not a piece, is not a dot on the map. It's not just like some country of this world. It's actually, Prabhupada said, it's a level of consciousness or Krishna consciousness where everyone serves Krishna, even the trees and the river and the dust and everything. you know, even the dices serve Radha, but it's, everything is conscious and full of that what you call Braja Bhav, that particular sweet form of love of Godhead, you know. So Radha said, I can't go to Frankfurt, you know. I cannot go to the material world. In other words, I cannot be happy there. It is not possible. It's not the environment of Krishna consciousness or love for Krishna. It's not the environment of rasa, the flowing of rasas. It's, in this world, we don't know what is rasa. We have some emotions, happiness and distress, and a variety of shades between the two, but everything is always behind everything is a deep insecurity and fear. Therefore, this world is called Kuntaloka, because it's the place of ultimate annihilation or death. And this feeling of fear, which is deeply experienced by every jiva, is vibrating in his subconsciousness. It comes out as insecurities and various forms of wanting to be appreciated and doing anything to get rid of that underlying vibration of fear. But you can only overcome that when you connect with the Vaikuntha worlds, the worlds of Krishna, the world of Krishna consciousness. So Radharani said, I can't be happy in such a place. I can't go there. So then Krishna ordered Vrindavan, Yamunaji, and Govardhan to come down into the world as the holy dham. No? That was Krishna's order. But then Radha also said, that is from another scripture, God, you always know how to do everything. I will come, but I will come with closed eyes. Like when you go to, and I will open my eyes only when I see you. So the first meeting between Radha and Krishna, which took place in that little room where the cradle of Radha stood, was also the eye-opening of Srimati Radharani, who opened her eye, true to her earlier promise, to only look at Krishna. Do you know why Radha's eyes are blue? Well, you could think a little, and then you could find that out. Radha's eyes are blue because she sees Krishna, who is blue. Yes? The transcendental... taking the qualities by association. This is the whole idea of Krishna consciousness. You take spiritual qualities into your mind also by associating with the wonderful talks of Radha and Krishna, and mainly by the holy name. So this is the wonderful appearance of Srimati Radharani, who will also appear very soon here in Goloka Dham. I have heard that the altar will soon open, and that every one of you is so much invited to be there. And during this time, your idea should please be not that you see Radha. You can't see Radha anyways with your eyes. But you should meditate that Radha sees you with a glance of mercy and puts her mercy into your heart, which is so desperately trying to find some kripa, some mercy in in this world. So this will be an extraordinary darshan. But before we this, we have a little time. I'm here working with the pujaris, and I wait for their signal. It could come any time from now on. I have to. Yes.
Nicht, dass Sie denken, Sie müssen auf mich warten. Ich warte natürlich auf Radha. Also,
gut. Yes, so we can bridge over the time with seeing if you have any questions which you feel comfortable to ask at this stage of the lecture. One thing we need to organize for this is Ojashvi somewhere here? Just coming. Ramananda, ich sehe, du bist gerade was am Organisieren. Kannst du ihm sagen, dass er auch in den Tempelraum kommt? Das ist nämlich nie so sicher bei Ojashvi. Ja, ja. Ojashvi, Doji.
You can tell.
Hare Krishna, some secret. So, all right. So, do you have any questions, my dear devotees, today on what either what you have heard, or if you have any questions on Srimati Radharani, I will try to give an answer as best as I can. Yes, there's Gaurahari. There's. Okay, let us start with this question. Hare Krishna Muni. Yes, Guru Hari, please ask your question.
You mentioned about Radha Nama becoming manifest, and then you say to become manifest with service and surrender. And my question is what, because surrender is very
broad. Just for this day? Special for this day. Especially for this day. So let me repeat the question. We are discussing Radha Nam in this lecture, amongst other subjects. And it is said that from Radha's name, Srimati Radharani will become manifest if we chant with a service attitude and with a Sharanagati, surrender. And Gaurahari asked now, this is a broad subject, surrender. What specific surrender is recommendable on Radhastami? I'm not sure if I will answer your question extremely satisfying in terms of Radhastami, but I would like to say something about Sharanagati, surrender, which is so much important for so that the Lord hears our prayer and reveals us. Krishna does on Radha don't hear the prayers. And answer the prayers of someone who's not surrendered. We have heard this. Now, Jiva Goswami writes something very amazing about Sharanagati, which is very important for us to understand. This is a sacred atmosphere, anything could happen at this stage. I also don't know what will happen, but something will happen very soon. Jiva Goswami says, Sharanagati is equivalent with Shraddha. In other words, Your Sharanagati must be based on Shraddha. Someone who has no Shraddha has not the opportunity to do Sharanagati. He is accepting things which are favorable and rejecting things. It will still be not from the heart, Gaurahari. It will be what Sharangatako defined yesterday as something which you just practice with, like forgiveness, without having the capability, really, the character-wise or heart-wise to do it, but it's nevertheless good to do it. No? So the Sharanagati will come on Shraddha. And on this day of Radhastami, I really want to recommend to you to make this your Shraddha festival. A festival which increases your own faith. Now, there are a few things which you can do to make it an Shraddha festival or to make it an Ashraddha festival. Ashraddha is the opposite of faith. Shraddha is the original quality of the soul, to have faith in Krishna. It is the quality of the pure soul. When we become impure, our faith in Krishna wanes and goes away. Maybe you do know this from own experience. So I think this should be a faith-building festival. Shraddha comes, it is said, in the association of Vaishnavas when they talk about Krishna. Satang prasanga mama viya samvido bhavanti hritka narasayana katha tadyo shanadapapavagavatmani shraddha radhiya bhakti anukrameshyati. Shraddha comes when we sit with devotees and hear about Krishna. Here is the birthplace of Krishna, of Shraddha. This is expressed by Muchukunda. He says, when we sit with devotees, then our conditioned life comes to the end, because our mati, our inclination, is turned to Krishna. Our inclination, unfortunately, we are like alcoholics, our inclination now is turned towards Maya and sense gratification. But when you sit with devotees, Gaurahari, and listen and chant with them the beautiful names of Radha and Krishna, then your mati, your inclination, turns away from the things of the world, and you might get an idea, let me also become like this, let me also go this path. This mati inclination, we have this problem of misplaced inclinations. We are inclined to like alcoholics, collide in a not so good way. So this desires and ambitions in the heart, which we all have, which describe our whole personality, cannot be changed by deep psychological self-help procedures. It cannot be helped even by much meditation like the jnanis do. These desires and ambitions, which are so primordial and which are so, let me say, determining our life, and which in the end will be fulfilled, this can... let me ask you a question. Have you ever thought, oh, I wish I would not desire this? Have you ever thought, oh, if I would have other desires than I presently have? I have desires for money, I have desires for travel, I have desires for a new Mercedes-Benz, I wish I could have other desires, like going to Vrindavan, but I don't have this desire. It's totally künstlich, artificial for me to, I have other desires. Have you ever asked yourself the question, if there is anything powerful enough to change your desires and ambition? I have often asked this. And I have found in Prabhupada's work, in the Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instruction, verse, I think it's 4. But as you know, I'm not very reliable in numbers. But there Prabhupada says very clearly, the desires of an ordinary man and woman, and the desire of an ordinary person can be changed in the association of devotees. Though in Radhastami, the desires and the inclinations which give so much trouble to our lives and make it often quite near to material life, you know, that can be changed if you are in association with devotees and do what devotees do, that is, chant and hear about Krishna. Then Shraddha arises. It said she's like a beautiful queen dressed in white. That's Bhaktivinoda Thakur conceives of Shraddha as a queen, and she comes with so many good things into the heart. When Shraddha comes into your heart, you get virya, that is inner strength. And from virya, this inner strength, you get, you remember the scriptures, that you are an eternal soul. You remember that at the right time. And from this remembrance, smriti, comes pragya. You can really see. Pragya means it's like in front of your own eyes, you can see what is prakriti and what is purusha, what is the matter and what is the spirit. You can see that in all cases, Gaurahari. It's so obvious to you. It's what one of my exalted godbrother, Gaurgovinda Maharaj, calls the tattva vichar, the proper perception of reality. It will come. First comes Shraddha, then inner strength, then remembrance, and then you will actually pragya, you will see, and then you will go into samadhi. Full absorption. This is the gifts of the queen, Shraddha Devi, who comes into the heart when we sit with devotees and we are not just sitting and wondering about different things which are not important, but sitting and hearing with a receptive ear the transcendental discussions. At that time, Shraddha will come to us. So I think this Radhastami celebration. Thank you. I hope it's some information from above. festival days are mothers of devotion. We should have association, and you are at temple president or temple president. We say yeah, you of course want to serve the devotees, and I think we should facilitate that the devotees hear. Let there be rain floods, so that the devotees will all be driven into the temple. Hare Krishna, this is a joke, not a weather prophecy. We want to celebrate holy, but you should facilitate and that everything is nice, that and serve this thing. So here it is. very special information. It's a secret. Shraddha, Shraddha is the basis of Sharanagati. It is so clear, isn't it, when one hears Jiva Goswami's idea or Jiva Goswami's presentation. So we have a little bit more time. Is there another question? Gaur Govinda, who has the best name? The idea is that Krishna reveals himself from his name. No? That's the general understanding. But listen to this, Gaur Govinda. This verse says, Atasi Krishna Namadi, and Adi means etc. Krishna's name. It says from Krishna's name, when it is chanted in a service attitude, when we serve that name, Krishna becomes Spuratya, manifest. Huh? So it says Krishna's name and etc. Etc. means the three other things. Name, form, qualities, you know how he is, and pastimes. This comes. Now, this means the Krishna's name is connected to his form. If it's Adi, Krishna Namadi, and this Namadi means Krishna's name, form, qualities, that is all one connection. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told us about this connection between Krishna, name, his form, his pastimes, a very nice way. He said that just like Krishna will never come alone, he always has his Swarup Shakti, and the essence of his Swarup Shakti is Mahabhava, Srimati Radharani. No? Just like Krishna, always is never alone. Never been a Radha, always with Radha. The holy name also always needs to come with the Krishna Katha. And if you think about it, Gaur Govinda, you will understand it just even by ordinary thinking. How can you sing Krishna's name for long if you don't know who Krishna is and what he does? But the moment you think of any person, think of your brother minus his activities, minus how he looks, minus his chivoyenness, you know, the qualities, you know, and very intellectual, very analytical understanding everything, you know, scientist like Adatha, little, you know. So try to think of your brother minus all these things. Then how will you think about your brother? What is left? How can you think of him? No? Just think about this. So how can you have a full picture of Krishna minus what he does, how he acts, his form, and so on and so forth. So therefore, Krishna Katha, Krishna Nama, Krishna Katha are the two things which are absolutely necessary in order for us to become Krishna consciousness. And I remember that in Braj, we had this wonderful dramas. Today, our Leela Day, Yes, here you will see something extraordinary here in the temple room, a wonderful Leela drama. And I remember there was one time one Vaishnav scholar came, Pundarik Goswami, and he expressed or quoted Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur on what is Leela, why Leela is so important. And he said, I don't know the Sanskrit, but I know the English, that Leela is what nourishes the devotees. Do you happen to know the Sanskrit Bhagavati? Not at this moment. So it nourishes. Nourishes means it gives us food. Yeah, yeah, something like that. It nourishes, it gives us food. Where would a baby be without the mother's milk? No chance. It will dry up and die. So in the same way, the Leela is required. It's very required for our nourishing. Otherwise, our chanting might also become dry after some time. Because we are not yet chanting the pure name, the Shuddha Nam, where the full revelation comes. For someone who chants on the pure level, he sees everything. But we are trying to go out of Nam Aparat and come to Nam Abhasa. So we absolutely need to see through our ears Krishna's Leelas, his pastimes and so on. And it is so absolutely necessary in our movement that there is responsible Krishna Katha, and those who do this should, who have understood this should really be aware. They have a grave responsibility because this is something which is required. Good. Thank you very much, Gogovinda. Now we need to do one thing. The message came from above on a leaf. I cannot change now the program. Now it's highly required that you all turn to the altar, and we will wait. And the Matajis will sit like in, on that side, on your right side, and the gentlemen will sit on this side, so that there is sufficient place for everyone to feel. And you should all be facing the altar. That's very important.